Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Eston Swaby is a mindset coach. He partners with coaches and entrepreneurs to cut through the mental clutter that is holding them back from showing up powerfully in their business so they can make the money, have the impact, and live the lifestyle they want to live. Hi, Eston. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me on your show today. I'm really excited about being on your show today and what we are going to talk about.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm really excited to share your story as well. So should we get started?
Yes. Let's go.
Awesome. All right. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Okay. So where I am right now is that I'm working on my second book. It's talking about breaking the chains. You know, many times we have different things that holds us back from becoming the person that we're created to be, from achieving maximum success in our personal life and in our business. So this book that I'm working on right now is basically to help the readers to break through those limits, break through those things that are hindering them. Also working on building my business as a motivational speaker. What I do is that I go into schools and talk to the youths, helping them to understand that their story doesn't define them, the things that they have been through, the things that people say about them doesn't define them, that they can at any moment say that this is not the life that I'm, this is not the end of my story, and start creating a new story. And it's something similar to what I do as a coach, but I help persons to monetize their pain or monetize their experience. So I have them to turn the experience into a business to get clear on who their gym clients are, who are the people that will resonate best with their message, with their experience, and to create a message that attracts them, and to create a program that solves their biggest pain or the problems that they are having.
Yeah, so that's where, awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So what about your story? Where have you been at this point?
Okay, my story. Let me just tell you why I started my business as a coach. So basically, I'm telling my story. For most of my life, for over 20 years, I'm 31 now. So for most of my life, for 90% of my life, I grew up being facing rejection, feeling as if I was not good enough, and as if I could not do anything right because of the things that people were telling me. And so I grew up with a lot of fear, a lot of doubts in my, I grew up thinking that I was the biggest failure there was, and that I'm not good enough, that I cannot do anything right. There was a time in my life every time I look in the mirror, all I saw was a failure. All I saw was this person that I never wanted to be. I didn't love myself. I hated everything about myself. I hated everything about my life. Because I thought I was dysfunctional. I thought I was a nobody. I was insignificant. I was a failure. And so while I look at my... people are always telling me that I should love my life. I should love myself. And I always look at them and say, okay, what is it that I should love about my life? Because I could not see anything about it. And it is because of the stories that I was telling myself that I was not good enough, that I'm a failure, no one loves me. Everyone would, every time I hear the word, I love you, it's like I was hearing, I'm going to hurt you. because that was my story. That was some of it that I have been through. And so I was very insecure, didn't trust anyone. Even when I was in relationship, the least thing, I would be very aggressive, mistrusting, and so forth. And after really look at investing in personal development, investing in myself, reading books, and investing in as I was surrounding myself with people that saw greatness inside of me. And that's one of the things, you have to surround yourself with people that looks at who you can become and not look at your bio. What I mean by that, look at who you can, your bio is your story, mistakes that you've made. But they hold accountable to your vision or to the person that you can be and not to your bio. And so I started surrounding myself with people that would always encourage people that were always praying with me, always telling me that I can do that, I'm good enough. And I remember when everything started to change, someone said to me, Eston, you are a mighty man. And I look at that person and I was thinking in the back of my mind that this person is very crazy. This person must be talking to someone else, talking about someone else. But because I knew who it was, and I believe that I'm a man of faith, I'm a firm believer in God, and so I believe that it was God talking to that person. And so I said to myself, okay, maybe there's some truth to what this person is saying. So let me start, start figuring out, or start seeing what that person is seeing in me, why that person is saying that I'm a mighty man, why that person is saying that I'm more than who I think I am. And so I started changing my story. And while changing my story, people are always coming to me and sharing their story, sharing the things that they were going through, and I was able to help them, to encourage them. I remember there are times when someone is telling me their story, and I'm able to actually finish their story because their story is similar to things that I have been through and way that I thought about myself. And one of the things that I was always, that people are always coming to me and sharing their story with me, and I was always able to encourage them and basically to use my story, my experience, to help them to get over their situation, their things that they're going through. And so I thought about starting my business. That's how I actually started my business, as a coach, because that is what fulfills me when I'm talking to people about their story and helping them to realize that they can turn their experience, they can turn their story into a business. They can actually write a book. They can become a speaker. They can become a coach. Yes, I was saying, I hope I answered your question.
So now that you've got into your own business, what sort of challenges do you have that make you feel like throwing out?
Basically, some of the major challenges that I would say the major challenge that I face in my business, and I think a lot of most entrepreneurs face that same issue, that same problem, is basically getting clients, because there are a lot of people now today, they are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Because they have bought programs or products before, and they didn't get the results that they were promised. And today they are not so trusting as they were before. They are very aware of coaches, consultants, service providers, people that say that that are they. To help them, because there are a lot of fakes out there. And so it's basically separating yourself from crowd, separating yourself from everyone who is out there, And so that's I think is an everyday battle that we all have to face.
Yeah.
And that's getting yourself out there, that's using the technology, finding the different technology, different ways to get yourself out there and to be seen by the right people.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a few of the same challenges that a lot of us face with technology, especially because it changes so quickly. So what actually keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Do you have a big vision or a message to get out there?
Yes. What keeps me going is my big why. Why did I get started? Why is it that why did I get started on this vision and this journey? And my big why is my family. If I quit now, what am I saying? What kind of message am I sending to them? Because I grew up in a family where my family is not doing much with their lives, and I'm the first one in my family to actually graduated from university with a degree. I'm the first one in my family to actually have a business, and I have brothers that are younger than me, and I have cousins and brothers and uncles and aunts that looks up to me. They are saying if anyone's going make it in the family or become something, someone great, it is me. And so every time I feel like giving up, I remember them. And I also remember the people that I was called to serve, because all of us were called to serve a particular set of people, a group of people. And there's someone out there that is waiting to hear your message. Someone is out there waiting to be impacted by your story, by your life experience. And so I think about all of the different people that I would be letting down, the different people that have a dream and they feel like giving up. And I'm supposed to be the one that comes in and tell them, okay, you can do this. Everything's just for a moment. It's just a stepping stone to take you into your purpose, to take you into your destiny. But if I give up, if I'm not there, then who are they going to have? Because there are so many negative voices that are going around. And so we need young people, not only young people, we as adults, we need people that will be there with us, are there for us, telling us that we can do it, that we can make it, people that are there to encourage us. And I think about all the different people that I have been able to help. I'd be able to talk to the people that called me and said, Esther, your message was really powerful and it changed my life. Or Esther, you said something and this is exactly what I'm going through right now. And so when I hear all of these different testimonies or different stories that people tell me, and I remember them, it encourages me to go on, to know that that there's someone else out there that needs to hear my message. There's someone out there that needs to be impacted by my story. And of course, yes, my vision for my life, the life that I want to create, sometimes I would just lie in my bed and I would just start thinking about my vision, thinking about where I want to take my life, the different things that I want to create. And when I think about these things, it just get me going. If I feel like giving up, I just get up and just start working.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Now, what sort of new possibilities have opened up for you now that you've been doing this?
Okay. Right now, what I am doing, what I'm focusing on doing right now is strategic partnership. So what I'm trying to do is to partner with other entrepreneurs that are offering something similar to what I'm doing. And so our products, our programs, we complement each other. And so I'm partnering with them to grow my business. So for example, someone that does social media marketing or Facebook advertisement. So they do Facebook advertisement, I do coaching. So we partner together. So it's basically a win-win situation. So that's where my focus, that's one of the things that I'm really focusing on right now. I just partnering with strategic partners.
What about the future? What's exciting about the future?
Everyday new possibilities, everyday new ways or avenues are shows up for you to basically make an impact. And so, same thing as I said before, this basically my future. So when I think about the impact that I am positioned to, or I am positioning myself to make, and especially even with the new book that I'm working on right now, because I know that this new book is going to open a lot of doors and it's going to help a lot of people to break through those limits or break away from their comfort zone or those things that are hindering them. And so they just basically those things that so when I think about these things, it just really encouraged me, just really lights me up. So that's the future, what it holds for me right now. And I believe that this is my season of manifestation, my season of just letting the world know who I am and what I'm all about, what is it that I bring to the table. And it's my time to just make a big impact.
All right, let's do a change in pace and we'll do what I call the speed round. So what's your favorite book?
My favorite book is by Lisa Nichols, Abundance Now.
Oh, nice. Do you have a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Yes. This guy, Marcus Hill, he has been one of the first that really is always there for me. Whenever I go to him and say, okay, Marcus, this is a situation and I'm going through right now, what should I do? And just basically his life and who he is, things that he have been able to achieve. And yeah.
Nice.
And I'm always able to go to him and just ask him questions.
Yeah. So what daily ritual works best for you?
Basically, prayer, that works. And just basically getting in touch with God. And reading, it's very important for you to always be feeding your mind with something positive every day, and listen to motivational speakers, motivational videos, and so. And also this gratitude every day. I try to be grateful for something, for these three things. So I think about three things that I'm grateful for, because when you come from a place of gratitude, it opens the door for you to create new abundance in your life.
Yes, nice. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food, chicken and chips.
Oh, nice. Do you like the country or the city?
The city, because there's more possibilities.
Yeah. Do you have a piece of advice to give to others to help them make change?
Everything starts with the story that you tell yourself. And so if you want to change your life, you basically have to change what is it that you are telling yourself. Because the life that you are living right now is because of the stories that you have told yourself. Whether you are living a successful life, Or your life is your failure. So whatever it is that you are telling yourself, that is what is going to define you, or that is what is going to create your future.
Mm.
So my advice is start looking at the stories that you are telling yourself. If you are in business, look at the story that you are telling yourself.
Mm. Yeah, great advice. Love it. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently? Tell your former self.
If you had asked me this question maybe 1 year ago, I would have said that I would just go back in my past and just change the way some of the mistakes that I had made, and the way I really allowed people, I would start taking more ownership of my dream, and the way that I allowed people to make me feel, allow me to feel. But today, I don't think I would change anything, because everything, I don't think I would go back in the past and change anything. I'd do anything over, because everything that I have been through and everything that happened in the past helped me to be where I am right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Esten. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Okay. Best place to contact me is on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. So you can search for me at Esten Swaby. Just look me up and send me a message. I'm always checking my Facebook. I'm always on Messenger. I'm always on Facebook, interacting with people on Facebook, in Facebook groups, and my profile and so forth. So Esten Swaby. And can also send me an email at coachesten@gmail.com. That's coachesten@gmail.com. My website at estenmotivates.com. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Igniters, Esten hasn't let his story define him, and he believes it's important to have a big why, invest in yourself, and feed your mind with something positive every day. If you want to contact Esten, find him on Facebook. For finding your purpose in life so you can live the life you've always been dreaming of, contact me on my website, www.leanneblaney.com.